Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Good day to you. Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning, wherever you are in your day. Thank you for joining me. This is Molly McCord. Today is October 15th, 2018, and we are going to take a look at some healing themes that we can work with right now as we move through the middle of October. Thank you for being here. Thank you for connecting, and I certainly appreciate all of you who have listened to this podcast for a number of years now. I really love hearing from you personally through email and messages, and I'm grateful that this show is helping you. A few quick announcements for everybody that you can always subscribe or follow along to this podcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, CastBox, or wherever you listen and subscribe to podcasts. And I say that because I know that when you are subscribing and following, you automatically get the newest episode right away, whereas it can take time for it to show up on a platform. So it's like being a subscriber means you don't miss an episode and you get it right away in your queue. So I just want to also share that in case anyone on YouTube prefers to listen through another platform as well. Healers, authors, energy workers, spiritual teachers, spiritual experts, any of you out there, and I know there's so many of you who have been doing this work, you're stepping into this work, you're looking for something new, you want to make this your solid business, please check out mollymccord.online, where I have a lot of resources for you that are business-centric, videos, checklists, resources, specifically for anyone who is building their online platform. And I'm wanting to bring this to your attention now because in December, I have a really strong offering for you that's going to be all about growing your business. And it's unlike anything else out there, and it's for spiritual experts and authors, meaning you know what you want to do in the world and you need support making money, building your foundation, getting established, all of that. I've been doing this for years. I'm going to help you. So check out mollymccord.online. I'll be sharing more information on that business development program later in December, but I want to give you a heads up now. And also, I have a separate YouTube channel that's only for business topics, and it has different podcasts, and it's named Molly McCord, but you can find it on YouTube or at mollymccord.online. So I just want to help more people with getting their work out there because I know that it's time and that people need you and that more and more people are going to need you and you need to have a certain foundation in place. So please check out all of those free resources that help you with your business development. And then one more quick announcement is that many of you have asked about the Universal Spiritual Laws online course that has the 12 Universal Spiritual Laws. It includes astrology. It includes channeled messages. It includes real-world examples of what the heck the Universal Spiritual Laws looks like. So I want to remind you that that is available for you to learn at a weekly basis, and that's so that you can absorb the information. Otherwise, it can be too much information and you forget. Right? How often does that happen where we learn something and we forget? So it's designed to be a weekly experience that allows you to integrate, learn, see examples, and then move on to the next Universal Spiritual Law. This is a course that I have loved sharing with hundreds of you since 2011. It was actually one of the very first things that I offered and put out there, and it's helped a lot of people grasp these energies in their lives. So just another quick reminder that that's available for you as well, because it's a wonderful time here for all of us to be owning our energy power, the power we have to work with our own energies and those that are available to all of us universally. So with those announcements out of the way, onwards and upwards we go. As we move through the last week of Sun in Libra. As I do this show, the sun is at 22 degrees of Libra, and it will be moving into Scorpio on October 23rd. I had a little time warp there. I almost said September. October 23rd at 7:22 a.m. Eastern Time is when the sun will go into Scorpio. So 1 week left of the Libra energies. And the sun in Libra is really about bringing us back into balance. You probably hear that word a lot when you hear the Libra energies. But what is balance? You know, balance shows up in so many ways. You could see it as balance within yourself. You could think of it as your inner energies, your inner masculine, your inner feminine. You could think of it as your balance between being an introvert or an extrovert, your balance in how you take care of other people versus how you take care of yourself, your balance in how you spend your time, whether that's through your work or profession or career responsibilities, or your creative or joyful pursuits. So balance can show up in so many ways in our lives and in our relationships. And Libra is about how we come into a higher awareness of what our energies are needing right now. And one of the best examples that I've been thinking of recently about the Libra energies is that, you know, Libra is all about how we share our energies, how we communicate, how you sit down or stand up and talk to somebody about who you are or what you're about or what you're thinking, what's on your mind, what's come up. You talk about the world. You talk about other people. You talk about, and you just share, sharing, exchanging, the people you allow in your life that you want to share with, the people that you want to, you know, spend time with. This is Libra. And it's where we realize what we have in common and what we don't have in common. And when you're moving through different relationships in your life, well, you can be in relationships that satisfy you on different levels, that bring different things into your life, into your world. It's looking at all the different ways that you share and how those relationships are satisfying. Because the relationships that are satisfying, you'll probably want to spend more time there with those people, or they'll be easier for you. There'll just be more flow and more connection. And it's also about how we receive. And Libra is about giving and receiving. Now, right now, the ruler of Libra, Venus, is retrograde at 8 degrees of Scorpio and is actually conjunct Mercury in Scorpio as I'm doing this podcast today, which brings up the thinking process, that is Mercury, the cerebral energies, and how we really get to the heart of what matters to us. Now, Libra is where we talk about something, and Scorpio is how we feel. And so we're bringing into alignment these parts of ourselves right now. Well, this is what I think, but how do I really feel? And how do I really feel about receiving? And how do I really feel about talking and expressing what I need? So these are big energies right now. And it leads me to one of the best resources for getting to the heart of this information, and that is the book, The Five Love Languages. Now, you've probably heard of it. It's been around for a very long time. I believe it was published in the 90s, and it is a book that has been on the New York Times top seller for many, many, many weeks, if not years. It's become this well-referenced, well-known book. In fact, it's so well-known that now there's great jokes about the five love languages. And I always thought that, you know, if it was really convenient, it'd be seven love languages because then you could have one a day. And you can say, okay, on Mondays, in order to be loved, I need to receive a gift. on Tuesdays in order to feel loved. I need to receive words of affirmation. So, alas, there are not seven love languages. There are five, but they are about how we receive. And just to finish it off, the five love languages are receiving gifts, words of affirmation, quality time, acts of service, physical touch. Yes, there's books and tests and all kinds of things you can find out online about this information. And it's really important because the energies of astrology right now are asking you to get clear about what you need to receive in relationships to feel loved. This is part of Venus retrograde, especially conjunct Mercury. And then the Sun in Libra is the ability to talk about it. And so the five love languages essentially are how you need to receive and feel loved by another person. And so you read the book or you read the information and maybe you can figure it out right away. Oh, I need these two, or this is how I receive love, or this is what feels best for me. Well, then if you're in a partnership, a marriage, a relationship, chances are that the other person, they have different ways that they need to receive in order to feel loved, validated, respected. So then you have this understanding that, okay, we're two different people with two different needs, and now we have to figure this out, right? How can I show you I love you? How can you show me you love me? And that helps us communicate what we need to receive. And so the five love languages is great for understanding the current energies of this month. Because if you were to read the book, it doesn't matter if you're in a relationship or not, truly. It's actually information for yourself. Like, you'll get a lot out of it just understanding who you are. Because right away, you'll also make connections about friendships or birthdays, holidays, like how you like to be recognized. There's this trend over, I don't know, maybe 10 years or so, where instead of giving gifts, people give experiences. Perhaps you've heard of that, where they go to an event, right? You go, you do something together. You go to a dinner, or you go to a concert, or you give an experience instead of a physical gift. Well, that is one of the love languages. But maybe you're somebody who needs to receive an actual physical gift. Or you need to receive words of affirmation, which is that you need to hear somebody say what they value and what they love about you. So this concept, this book, is so valuable because it helps you understand how you feel recognized and loved. And it's wonderful to just know for your own sense of self-knowledge and who you are and what you're about. And understanding the kinds of relationships that work for you and letting people know, you know, what you value. So I bring this up because if you haven't already read the book or you're not familiar with it, it's a great time right now. The astrology supports this, of really getting clear. And then having the, I'm going to call it courage, to share this with anyone that you're in a relationship with, as well as ask them what they need to also feel loved. So this is just one good tool to understand, because as the sun moves through Libra and then into Scorpio and then into Sagittarius, these are the three astrological signs in a row where relationship energy is very strong. And that's because the sun in Libra is essentially where we start to date somebody and we get to know them. We, again, have conversations and understand what we have in common. Do we have the same values? We talk. Then in Scorpio, we dive deeper into psychology and where our energies are meant to merge. And the Scorpio energy is where we get into the emotional inner world. And how do you really feel? And what are your fears? And what are your insecurities? What events have shaped you? Scorpio is where we need to feel safe to be vulnerable and to be open. Scorpio is the sign of intimacy. Physical intimacy, sexual intimacy, emotional intimacy. Who are you really? Then after Scorpio, the sun goes into Sagittarius, and this is where we look at the bigger picture of our lives. What do I believe? What is important to me? What is the vision of my life? What do I want to experience? And are we on the same page? Do we both want the same life experiences? Do we have similar belief systems? Where are we going? Where are we going? That's Sagittarius. So these three astrological signs in a row bring an emphasis to the energies of sharing, relating, mating. And that's what's coming up. Depends on where the sun is traversing through your natal astrology chart that you feel these energies the most. And it's understanding that we are meant to be in relationship with people of similar values, respect, energy, love. And as you ascend, as you awaken, as you grow spiritually, these are often where you feel the biggest shifts. And you feel it as, okay, we don't have anything in common anymore, or they say the relationships can be for a season, for a reason, or for a lifetime. And you might find that some relationships are more for a season, or they're more for a reason, such as to teach you a lesson, or to show you something about yourself, or to heal, or to grow. We're also in relationship with everything around us. You are in relationship with your car or your bicycle. As I mentioned last week, we are all in relationship with our phones. We are in relationships with everything. And so we look at those ways that we're sharing energies. And so this brings me back to balance. And are you oversharing in order to keep a relationship or connection alive and to keep it going? Are you undersharing? Are you the one who doesn't want to put your energy there? Are you the one who wants to pull back? It's interesting, too, how these astrological energies, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, also come up as we go into the holiday season, and we share more, right? Maybe you gather together for more celebrations, not just for the holidays, but for even travel or work events. It just tends to be a social time, buying gifts, what you need to do to give gifts to other people. It brings up people, right? This time of year is a big time where we look at the relationships in our lives and who matters to us and what matters the most. So what we are looking at here is how to be clearer about who you are right now, to honor who you are and how you've grown, what you've come to understand about yourself. And another Libra word is peace. It's how to be at peace with who you are, what you value, what matters to you, and the people who matter to you. Now, with the planets in Scorpio right now, Mercury, Venus, and Jupiter, there is that emotional undercurrent of how you really feel. And it could require that you are very, very clear about what matters and what doesn't matter. And maybe you even want to withhold your energy because Scorpio withholds. The strong Scorpio energy makes us more private or introverted, more intuitive, more energetically aware. That sense of, I'm going to go all in, but I want to make sure it's safe. I want to ensure this is the person that I want to share myself with, or that this is a passion or an area of a life that I want to share my energy with. Now, one of the things that we have to be aware of with Libra is codependence. codependence is also a Libra word, because essentially it's where the self-identity believes that it's so meshed together with another that you don't stand on your own. You don't believe you're your own person. Yet you're your own 100% entity. And so codependence can be one thing that comes up as the sun moves through Libra, where you look at, now, am I able to be all of myself in this relationship? Or is that where the balance needs to happen? Are we too codependent on each other? Do we spend too much time together? Perhaps you know that friend or that couple, the people who are always together, and you think, you know, that they must be connected at the hip, that there's just too much togetherness. It's hard for them to be apart or to do something on their own. That codependence is a Libra energy that is a good thing to be mindful of in your life, in your relationships. Now, we all need people. We all need people to a certain extent. That would be variables. There's different variables, I should say, for everybody about who you need and how much you need them. On one end of the spectrum, you could be like, I don't need anybody. On the other end of the spectrum, you could be really needy and you need a lot of attention or feedback or people in front of you, people around you. And so chances are that maybe you're somewhere in the middle of that spectrum. But we all need people to some extent. But codependence is placing a lot of your needs or energies on another. And so that can be where the balance is needed again. Another Libra word is enable, where you enable someone. You're an enabler. You don't stand up for any kind of change or new healthy habits. You enable them essentially in order to keep the peace so that they maintain a certain behavior. You don't want to be the bad guy. You don't want to put down a boundary. Sometimes Libra can be too soft and that it doesn't want to upset somebody. It doesn't want to say the wrong thing. It can observe that there's a pattern or something that's unhealthy going on, and instead of speaking up or expressing that or having a conversation about it, you just enable them to keep doing the same behaviors. Now, that also is on a spectrum where it can be unhealthy and self-destructive, or it can be kind of mild and not a big deal. But enabler is another Libra word, because that means that you're in relationship with that person's energies and supporting their habits or choices, even if they're unhealthy. Scorpio has obsession and addiction energies associated with it. And because we have three planets in Scorpio, it brings up obsession and addiction. Because Scorpio is a fixed sign. And a few weeks ago I described this as the hot tub, where it's the water, because it's a water sign, that just swirls and swirls and swirls in the hot tub with nowhere to go. And with Scorpio, the energy can boil hot. It can be the passion, the drive, the sense of I want this, the desire. It can also be the rage. It can be that sense of really deep, driven passion, and it gets boiling hot. Or Scorpio can turn into an ice cube and ice you out, and you are dead to them, and you could feel like it's, all of a sudden, they're cold-hearted. It really is that spectrum with the Scorpio energy of either of all or nothing. I love you passionately, or I hate you passionately, and you're dead to me. That is really how the Scorpio energy works, through the extremes. So right now, even with the sun in Scorpio, the deeper emotions can come up that you didn't realize were there. And you could want to see them more rationally or be objective, but underneath it, there is the undercurrents of how you really feel. And how you really feel is connected to your truth and your healing. It's also connected to new wisdom to understand. So there's a lot going on right now in the world of relationships and being truthful about yourself, because that's the only place that you have power. And it's a fallacy to think that you can ultimately control or be more powerful over someone else, whether that's through manipulation, or it can come from a good place of wanting to help them. But true power is only within yourself, your own energy field. Your thoughts, your emotions, and your healing is where your power is. So right now, again, we come back to understanding, perhaps, what do I need in relationships that I haven't received? And I didn't know that I needed that. And that's where you could feel vulnerable, uncomfortable, or fearful. That's where you could feel the sense of, I realized I've never received that my whole life. I realized I never knew how to ask for that. I never knew how to communicate it. I never knew that's what I needed or that's who I was. So we have a lot right now that's helping us to see what's underneath, deeper in our inner worlds, where we need to feel emotionally safe, connected, and loved. And the Jupiter in Scorpio energy, it's been there since last November, has really been churning things up, because it gets into the heart of what we need that we didn't know. It was buried. It was buried under other people's energies, other people's information, what other people wanted from you, what other people gave you or assumed you needed, or their energies, their opinions, their thoughts. Because sort of the experience of Scorpio is that you'd often take on other people's stuff in order to filter it out and determine what's true for you and what's not, what stays and what goes. So it's looking at who you are right now, absorbing everyone else's stuff. What do you need to feel loved, to feel recognized, to feel seen? In your astrology chart, you would look at your Venus sign, where your Venus is, which astrological sign Venus is in, because that's how you receive love. Venus is related to your love language, because she is how you receive love. And also your moon, because your moon is how you move through the world on a daily basis. It's your daily experience of life and of your emotions. And both the moon and Venus are feminine energies that are receptive. Now, as I say that, I realize that you could have your Venus and or your moon sign in masculine energies, which would be the fire energies or the air energies, so the fire signs or the air signs, which means that how you receive would be through more masculine energies or through it would be a different experience of receiving. This is important to know about yourself. And then your Mars energy and your Sun sign are how you give. These are associated with the masculine energies. And given that they could also be in feminine signs, and those would be a different experience of giving as well. So I'm being very general here in describing the feminine energies of Venus and the Moon, and then the masculine energies of Mars and Sun. And then Mercury tends to be, we will say the pronoun he when talking about Mercury, but Mercury is actually known as being the one who can move back and forth between energies and is the communicator between the masculine and the feminine. And so that's also how you can work with these energies and understand kind of the bigger picture, because all of these five planets in your natal astrology chart are the personal planets that make up your personal energy field, your personal self-identity, a sense of yourself. And some people will have, say, three or four of those planets all in one astrological sign, which makes it very clear, like who they are, what they're about, and that can even be simple in a way. And some people will have all five personal planets in five different astrological signs, which makes them a little bit more complicated, shall we say, or they just have different needs, a different formula. And most people have an interesting combination of energies that, again, make up a rare formula for you. So this is how you piece together your astrology chart, your astrology planets, to see what their energies are and how they create what you need and how you relate in relationships. Now, the energies right now, I just felt a big breath come through, and I don't mean to do that in your ear, but I just feel like there's something here. Okay, so I'm seeing a heart expansion. Like, I'm seeing the energy of the heart. It's like the Grinch. You know that Christmas story, the Grinch who stole Christmas, where his heart grows three times? It's that energy of the heart growing. Because the first thing is understanding what you need, how you need to receive, and how you feel your heart energy expand. But it starts with understanding who you are. And that's one of the gifts of astrology, is that you can go through life. It's like it's been hit or miss, perhaps, where there's some relationships where you felt like somebody really connected. They knew who you were. They understood what you were about. The way that they gave was how you received, and vice versa. Well, chances are they were talking to your Venus or to your Moon sign really well. And then conversely, you could have those experiences where somebody was never knew what they needed or what they wanted. It was way too difficult, and you didn't know how to share what you needed or wanted. That's where there could be that disconnect between the Venus or Moon signs. So what I'm feeling right now is that all of this energy, especially the Venus retrograde in Scorpio, is asking you to get really clear on the truth of what you need and to feel powerful in that knowledge and to feel safe, being able to communicate who you are and what you need. And, of course, you can reference that book, The Five Love Languages. You can reference anything else that is like an objective resource. Because when you reference a book, when you reference anything else, it helps people to grasp it, and then they can also read it and get on the same page as you, literally, if it's a book. But they can understand what you're talking about. And I feel like there's such a desire these days, more so than ever, to have the right relationships that start off on the right foot. Because we are around so many more people these days, just online, right? Or how the world has opened up through social media, through the internet, through email, through everything on our phones. And when you meet someone or when you start connecting with somebody or you're on a job, right, and they ask you, well, how are you motivated or what kind of recognition do you need to receive? Well, you probably don't want to talk about the five love languages necessarily, but you would be able to take that understanding of what you need to feel recognized and apply it to a job interview or any other professional context. Some people really want money. Some people aren't motivated by money, right? So you get clear about who you are and what you need to receive. And then you take that information and you contribute it in the right situations and the right context to be able to show up as yourself. Show up as who you really are. And that increases your happiness, your sense of success, your sense of confidence. And the faster we can do that these days. Not that it's a speed thing, but that it just helps cut through a lot of the crap, if you will. Like, the more that you can hone in on this, I feel like it really strengthens you. Like, I feel this strengthening. Okay, so I'm getting the image of a building, but it's new construction, and it's those steel walls, steel beams. I don't know if walls are steel, but the steel beams and the really, like, the foundational walls, right? And it's like the, literally the construction of the building hinges on the strength of certain components of the building. The right, making sure it's the right material, the right size, it can hold what needs to be held. It's like the sense of the building is successful because it's built with the right architectural design that includes the right materials, okay? So it's like you look at the building and you know that it's strong because it's made of the right materials and the right use of the weight. And I feel like there's something here around really getting anchored into yourself energetically in that way, where you know what you need to receive and you know who you are, you know what your strengths are, you know a sense of this is who I am. And then you can be stronger in the world, but also stronger in relationships, and, of course, strong enough to give to other people in those relationships. And I'm seeing this building being constructed, say, in New York or Chicago, and it's just the framework, and, like, there's the crane that's bringing in the right pieces and lining up the right pieces so that it's strong. That's what I feel energetically. It's coming through right now. And it relates to the strong Capricorn energies, Saturn in Capricorn, Pluto in Capricorn. And even as I speak and do this show, the moon is in Capricorn, which will change depending on when you hear this. But there's a strengthening right now at a core level of who you are. And it's interesting how I'm seeing this being constructed because, okay, so now I'm seeing how, oh, cool, these beams represent the light codes, the new energies. That's why it's construction. Okay, so it's literally the new energies that are coming through and coming in that are being downloaded into this new self-awareness at this point, spiral of time. And it's interesting because I hear that it's not meant to be about previous relationships or previous self-definitions, because maybe, you know, 10 years ago or 2 years ago, there were certain things you needed in relationships that you don't need now. It's just not important. your values have shifted, who you are has changed. It's not a key thing. But this energy I'm feeling, like I'm seeing this crane that's bringing in this strong beam, and it feels like light codes, and I'm feeling some platinum energies in it and even some diamond energies, and it's sort of this deep solidification because you know you're worth it. You know it's okay to ask for what you need and to be aware of what you need, and that the right relationships will support you and give that back to you. So having these energies in place, these beams, the poles, the foundation, is an energetic experience of being really clear about who you are now, and then allowing you to present this energy. I'm seeing in the mirror, like I'm seeing that experience of seeing yourself in the mirror. And it's like that allowing yourself, okay, recognizing yourself first. Recognizing this is who I am, this is what I need, this is what matters to me, and allowing that to just be enough. Like, it's not complicated. It's just, this is who I am, this is what I'm about, and this is what I need, and I'm willing to have conversations and talk with the right people about this. Because you also can recognize what they need, who they are, what they're about, and it feels really pure. Like, I keep seeing this white light running through the cross beams and the sections and the poles. It's like a clarity, and I feel it as that, I'm going to even say like a soul level recognition, which is truly at the heart of Namaste. Even though it's a word that's been overused, Namaste is really that deep soul recognition of another person at a soul level. So it's interesting how I just feel this energy really getting activated and stronger. And it helps you then, okay, it helps you have difficult conversations. So Mercury in Scorpio can go there with the difficult conversations that can feel scary. These are the things you don't want to say. It's putting words to your fears. It's putting words to your vulnerabilities. It's putting words to where you're afraid you won't be loved or won't be received. But right now, there's a strong sense of having the courage to go into those places, to have those conversations, and to be willing to go there. Because even though a conversation is hard, it doesn't mean you have to hold back your truth. Sometimes it is simply saying what you feel with the ownership of it, with the sense of, you could even preface it by saying, this is a hard topic for me to bring up, or this is something that's been in my head for a while and I didn't know how to say it, and so this is what I need to share with you. Or, this is something that means a lot to me, so I hope you can hear what I have to say. You can preface anything with your own honesty, even when it's difficult. Even when it's hard, it pushes you into some places that are vulnerable. The energies right now are supporting this. are supporting that ability to be honest. I was going to say brutally honest, but that's brutal. Being brutally honest can be brutal. It's actually more about being heart-centered and compassionate with your truth, and knowing that that can be the best thing to do, even when it's the scariest. So that's part of what's coming up right now, is how you're able, really, how you're able to share with others who you really are, what you really need. And by the way, these conversations are best in person or over the phone. You know, email is the worst. Text message is even worst. Emojis are the worst. I mean, this is really about your humanness coming through. Your humanness, like your emotional energy that helps to communicate who you are and what you're about. And being able to relate to each other with our vulnerabilities is really powerful and can ultimately strengthen relationships. So that's a big thing that's coming up right now. And perhaps that's happening in your world, maybe not. But I hope that this has given you some good things to just sit with or think about, even in terms of the importance of understanding what you need and how you receive, and how the astrology is supporting us to all be stronger in our communications when we get to the heart of who we are and what we need in order to have those quality relationships with other people. So I'm going to leave it at that today. And on Wednesday, we'll talk more specifically about the astrology of right now as we complete the sun's journey through Libra. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate your energy and your presence. And I hope to connect with you through this podcast on Wednesday. Thank you so much, my friends. Have a beautiful day ahead. Take good care. Namaste.